This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, August 10th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. States are rejecting Real ID, the federal mandate some believe is the birth of the national ID card. States are primarily complaining about the cost. But Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies for the Cato Institute, says there are plenty of other reasons to oppose Real ID: federal databases, due process, and federalization of identification. Many states are now resisting Real ID. What are their reasons?
Well, there are a number of different reasons. I think the real catalyst for the discussion in the states was the cost. Estimates are that about $11 billion in costs would go to state governments for implementation of Real ID. That's in addition to an equivalent amount of cost being imposed on individuals in states for their compliance purposes. The cost really catalyzed the debate, but obviously the privacy consequences of having a system like this and having huge databases of personal information in the states accessible nationwide is another major concern of state legislators.
Some additional rules for implementation have yet to come down. Is there any chance that any of the concerns of states will be alleviated in those regulations?
Well, I think the Department of Homeland Security will attempt to alleviate some of those concerns, though the statute itself is rather strict about what states can and can't do. So there may be some play in the joints, but I doubt that that play in the joints will be enough to bring states back in. Many of them have already passed legislation refusing to participate in Real ID, and I don't think even some of the changes that DHS might bring would actually return states to the Real ID system.
Now, you mentioned in your book, Identity Crisis, that there may be some unfortunate implications for the American right of due process if Real ID continues to be implemented. What are those?
Well, there are lots of difficulties with data-based decision-making that we're just beginning to uncover. Obviously, due process exists when you have the ability to challenge information that's used, and you've had an ability to challenge the decision-making process through which that decision came. Data-based processes like the Real ID Act, any kind of decision-making that turns on whether or not you have a Real ID, are all subject to due process rules, and the DHS Privacy Office is only beginning to get its hands around the idea of redress. Redress is the buzzword used in the information area for due process, and that's what we're really talking about.
Has there been much public discussion of that and some other privacy issues with Real ID?
Well, I think it's only gotten started. People have an impressionistic understanding that Real ID is bad for privacy. They're quite concerned with the databases. They're quite concerned with identity theft and identity fraud that would be facilitated by breaches of databases. The due process issues will come in another step, should we take another step toward Real ID, when Americans at DMVs across the country start jumping over the counters and taking their DMV bureaucrats by the lapels, asking hard questions like, why the hell can't I get this license?
Where does the process of reviewing the legislation stand? When it was passed, there was not really any hearings on it. It seems as if the process of reviewing this legislation is going backwards, that the scrutiny should have been on the front end. It seems to be on the back end.
Well, it's a classic example of Washington thought processes to see Real ID. Ready, fire, aim. And so only now has Congress begun considering Real ID. There have been two hearings so far in the Senate. I was lucky enough to testify at both, but there were no hearings before Real ID was passed. Legislation has been introduced in both the Senate and House to repeal Real ID and restore the earlier provisions, identity security provisions in the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act. Those bills have yet to move very far, but they've gotten some consideration and may get more soon.
That's Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies for the Cato Institute. His book, Identity Crisis: How Identification is Overused and Misunderstood, is available at our website, cato.org.